The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
Welcome to a new week of the Grace in Focus podcast broadcast from the Grace Evangelical Society. Today, Catherine Wright and Ken Yates will be continuing their highlight study in the book of Romans. And today in Romans 5, verses 16 through 18, looking at the words death and condemnation. What have these words usually meant to Christians, and according to our study, what do they actually mean? That coming up in just a moment after I tell you about our website, faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. We are modestly claiming that it is one of the best websites for free grace theology, free grace related studies, questions and answers. You will find on faithalone.org hundreds of articles, as well as blogs and videos and replays of this podcast. And you can find out about our full-color magazine, published 6 times per year, free to you if you live in the lower 48 United States. Also free access on our website to all past articles. And we've been telling you about our national conference, the Grace Evangelical Society's annual conference. There's not much time left, but our information for it is still there on our website. It happens May 22nd through the 25th this year, and you are invited to be with us. Go to our website and find out information that you need to get registered and attend. That's faithalone.org. Now, Ken and Catherine for today's discussion.
We are continuing our study through the book of Romans that we hope is beneficial. Catherine, for this particular one, you have some resources you want to let our listeners know about.
Yeah. Well, first I'm going to dog you a little bit.
Okay.
You're a big thief.
What did I do?
You stole an idea. So for those of you that know some of the materials that we have with Grace Evangelical Society, Bob Wilkin wrote a book, The 10 Most Misunderstood Words in the Bible. The word salvation is one that we've dealt with here in the book of Romans, but he looks at it throughout the scriptures and not just Romans, but he deals with words like hell and heaven. But you did a series of blogs where you took that idea, the 10 most misunderstood words in the Bible, and you applied it to the book of Romans.
Yes, I have no shame.
You know, shame.
I don't mind stealing Bob's idea at all, even though he's my
boss. Exactly right. So for those of you that don't know, we also do blogs every weekday, and there is a series of blogs, what you did, 10. I think you even stole that.
Stole that as well,
10,
yes.
10
no
words,
shame, no shame.
Where you dealt with 10 of the most misunderstood words in Romans. You talk about the word wrath, and you have a blog on the word salvation, and you also have a blog on the word death, which is one that we're going to be talking about here in Romans 5. And you also have one on the word condemnation. So if you are interested, as you've been following the series with us, I'd highly recommend checking out those blogs. They're short. I think we try to keep our blogs around 500 words. It's an easy read. You could do it in 10 minutes, but I think it could really help just give you the framework for the book of Romans. And so on faithalone.org, if you want to go check those out, they're a great resource as we continue through this series.
I would really recommend it, obviously, because I stole the idea to do my blogs in Romans.
So what does death mean in a nutshell in the book of Romans?
Well, you got a couple things here, like you said, we're going to look at Romans 5, 16, 17, and 18, and we see at least a couple of these words, death and condemnation. When we read this, for example, when it says, for if by one man's offense, death reigned, he's talking about Adam, and then this results in condemnation. What does that mean? I think most evangelicals and most people in our churches would say, well, when Adam sinned, death reigned, resulting in condemnation. They're going to equate that with hell, the lake of fire. You'll hear it, for example, that when Adam sinned, we all sinned, and therefore we were all condemned to hell and we died spiritually. That's the way I think most people would look at these verses.
Going back to the Romans road, right? That the book of Romans is dealing with salvation from hell and being saved from the wrath of God is dealing with the lake of fire. And so throughout the series, hopefully, if you've been following, you'll have caught on that we take a different perspective. And so salvation in the book of Romans is directed towards believers, and that wrath is dealing with the present consequences of sin which can be poured out upon both believers and unbelievers.
So now the question is, what happened when Adam sinned for us? What is Paul talking about here? Let's just read verses 16, 17, and 18. And the gift is not like that which came through the one who sinned. For the judgment which came from one offense resulting in condemnation, but the free gift which came from many offenses resulted in justification. For if by the one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as through one man's offense, judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation, even so, through one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life. So we have to deal with the traditional way of understanding this. Zane, in his commentary, and Bob, and in my blog, Condemnation, we talk about this. Zane makes a great point here that the word condemnation there is not being condemned to hell. It is being enslaved to sin. The condemnation there is when Adam sinned, death came unto all men. It's not talking about spiritual death. It's talking about physical death. Because of that, Adam had a body now that was going to die. And if you walk according to the flesh, which we all have in Adam, that is what he passed on to us. We have this body of flesh. If we walk according to the flesh, we're going to experience death. And the condemnation there is that the unbeliever has no choice. That is the sentence that he carries out. He lives in this body of death, and therefore he is enslaved to the power of sin. So when Paul is talking about death passing to all men, he's not saying there that all men sinned in Adam, therefore they're going to hell. What he's saying is that all men are sinners. We inherit the flesh from Adam, and as unbelievers, we are enslaved to that flesh. We have no choice. We don't have the power to live godly.
We are under the servitude.
Under the servitude of, I believe that's the word that Zane uses, right?
He's talking about the Christian life. How can we experience a deliverance from this body that we're in? We all sin. We are in this flesh. How can we be delivered from that here and now? And so there is the reality that as descendants of Adam, however you want to put that, we inherited this flesh. When we sin, we are all sinners. And because of that, we are under the servitude of sin here and now. And because of that, we can experience the consequences of that here and now. And so the question then becomes, how can we live a life that's pleasing to the Lord as we are still walking around in these bodies that are susceptible to sin?
So we could say here, as Paul says, that death reigned in Adam. What he means by that is that the unbeliever is in a world, he's in a body in which death is reigning.
He has no choice.
That's right. It's like you said, it's not talking about the lake of fire in the future. It's talking about right now.
The problem is now.
The issue.
Yeah.
And so death reigned. Before I became a believer, again, not talking about the lake of fire, death reigned in my mortal body because I'm in this body of flesh. I don't have the power to live a righteous life as a believer. And so I'm walking according to the flesh. That is the servitude to sin that I am under. That is the condemnation. He says in verse 16, though, the free gift was given to us and God justified us, resulting in justification. Well, now everything has changed. Now that I have been justified, everything now has changed and I can be saved from wrath through him. Another way of saying it in these verses is this: now that I've been justified, I no longer have to serve sin. And that's Paul's point.
You don't have to.
That's right.
I think that's an important thing. We talked about this in the last one, that it's not automatic. We would still hold that, that as believers, you still have the flesh, but you also now have the power of the Spirit within you to live righteously as you walk with him.
And that's what Paul means at the end of verse 17 when he says the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. As an unbeliever, your only option is to experience death because you live in this body of flesh. You are a servant of sin. You're in servitude to sin. But as a believer, the Spirit lives within you, and you can walk by the Spirit and experience life, even though you still live in this body of flesh.
Mm-hmm.
The bottom line for verses 16, 17, and 18 is that the believer no longer has to serve sin, no longer has to experience this condemnation.
You have been set free from that bondage. We talked about this in the last episode, this idea of the much more, that Christ has given us much more than just eternal life. Now, eternal life is incredible, obviously, but he has justified us. And now we have access, as we saw at the beginning of chapter 5, to go to him, and we can glory in our tribulation. How is that then done? It's done through this incredible gift that he's given us through not only his blood, but the resurrection. The same power that resurrected him lives within me, and I can walk with him.
And you see in chapter 5, verse 5, he's given us the Holy Spirit. In verses 9 and 10, he's risen from the dead, and he has sent this Spirit to us. Now, we can live a life described as one where life reigns, whereas before, death reigned.
Right.
This is so...
It's so exciting.
Yeah, the Christian living. And it's sad that so many people just see this as a matter of going to heaven or hell.
Exactly.
And that's not it. Well, we hope you've enjoyed this podcast. We hope it encourages you to study the book of Romans a little bit deeper on your own. And as always, remember to
keep grace in focus.
The Zane Hodges commentary on James, entitled The Epistle of James, Proven Character Through Testing, is available at discount to Grace and Focus listeners right now at faithalone.org. Get half price through April the 30th, 2023, when you use the discount code word James. That's faithalone.org. Did you miss an episode of Grace and Focus that you really wanted to hear? Just come to faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. We have all our past episodes right there on the site. In addition, we have all kinds of free resources available for you. It's all designed to help you mature and grow in your understanding of Scripture. So come visit us at faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. On this program, we keep our requests for financial partners to a minimum. But if you are interested in becoming a financial partner with Grace in Focus, you can find out how to do that at faithalone.org. Our team is really great about answering questions, comments, and feedback. If you've got some, we hope to hear from you. Let me give you our email address so you can do just that. It's radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. On the next episode of Grace in Focus, we'll take a break from the Romans series, and we will be going back to questions and answers with Bob Wilkin and Philippe Sterling. Next time, what about children in the millennium, and what about marriage in the millennium? We'd love to have you. Please join us. This is the Grace Evangelical Society. Until next time, let's keep Grace in Focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.